Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Dennis Christensen from First Baptist Church of Trumansburg, and I'm your pastor for the day. Well, Thanksgiving has come and gone, and Black Friday's dark cloud has passed over us, and that means that we are fully into the Christmas season. You know, even Christians can get caught up doing Christmas and lose sight of Christmas itself. The first Christmas after the beginning of World War I, there were spontaneous ceasefires along the Western Front of the war. Now, there are different stories about how they started, but I'm convinced it was the Holy Spirit who inspired it. In some areas, German soldiers sang familiar Christmas carols, and English soldiers replied in kind. In other places, soldiers decorated their trenches and recognized that both sides were celebrating Christmas. Some ceasefires began with soldiers simply shouting "Merry Christmas" across no man's land between the trenches. In many areas, men from both sides ventured into no man's land to mingle and exchange food and souvenirs. There were joint burial ceremonies and prisoner swaps, and many meetings ended in caroling. High commanders on both sides issued orders against the socializing, and some officers ordered men to get back to the task of making war, as it did for those soldiers in 1914. Christmas should remind you and me that our worldly ways have a certain craziness about them. Everyone gets caught up in the craziness until the craziness seems like the normal, and God's way seems crazy. Now, I'm not saying that we should stop buying gifts or celebrating at Christmas time, but as God's people, we should keep in mind why we're buying gifts and celebrating in the first place. It's not just to do what everyone else is doing. The idea of Christmas is not to be in sync with what the world says we should be doing. World War I soldiers stopped fighting because Christmas meant something different than what the world was calling them to do. Christmas should call us, Christ followers, to stop and do something different from what the world says that we should be doing. I implore you, go to church, go to a concert with Christmas carols and scripture, go to a prayer meeting, go to a party with like-minded friends and celebrate the birth of Jesus. Smile and say "Merry Christmas" to store clerks and to people on the street. Do something different from the worldly craziness that so easily overtakes us at this time of year. Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness in everything that we do." At Christmas, it's easy to get the cart before the horse, to seek first the worldly kingdom and its ways. But I pray that you will seek God's kingdom and his righteousness before all else in all that you do as you go through this joyous Christmas season. I'm Reverend Dennis at First Baptist Trumansburg, wishing you a joyous and Merry Christmas. And it's my privilege to be your pastor for the day.